You're listening to SBS News.
Of all the industries and sectors impacted by COVID-19, aged care is one of the most at risk, with elderly Australians in need of protection. Staff and residents in around 500 homes are battling current coronavirus outbreaks, and that means some workers need to isolate, limiting resident movements. To ensure they're isolating from other positive cases, residents are frequently kept in their rooms and visitors are kept away. Donna O'Brien's mother, Maureen, is in aged care, and Miss O'Brien says it has been difficult for both of them not having regular access to each other.
You know, I just can't believe this has happened to her. You know, it's just, you know, not right.
The problem does not appear to be vaccination levels. Aged care manager Barbara Whittle says they've been conscientious about residents and staff having their jabs.
I think it just gives people that added relief that they're protected, and that obviously we do everything we can to protect our vulnerable residents, and that the staff are all, you know, leading the charge to be vaccinated as well.
Data sourced directly from aged care providers and published on the Federal Health Department website suggests vaccinations have taken place in all of the Commonwealth-run facilities, with just over 163,000 people fully vaccinated and almost 170,000 residents having at least one dose. Nationally, 99.3% of aged care workers are fully vaccinated. So the current crisis in aged care appears to be dwindling staffing levels. In a sector already struggling to find enough workers to care for residents and staff-to-patient ratios not mandated in many aged care homes, COVID-19 outbreaks are having a particularly serious impact. Under the changes recently agreed to by National Cabinet, aged care staff required to isolate can return to work early if they don't have any symptoms. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says these changes make sense under the circumstances.
Now, that means that with something that has less severity but more transmissibility, and we have to adjust the rules and settings to account for that. Because otherwise the evidence shows that we could end up with a situation where around 10% of the Australian workforce, 1 in 10 workers, would be in isolation, and the disruption to supply chains, to essential services, to the availability of goods would be enormous across the country without these types of changes.
Workers in essential services like aged care also need a negative rapid antigen test before being cleared to return, but that is dependent on having a test to take, and they are in short supply. Federal Opposition Health spokesman Mark Butler says the government's failure to plan ahead is to blame for the crisis.
Australians over the last few days will have been seeing TV ads that Scott Morrison is running, paid for by taxpayers, patting himself on the back for rapid tests in spite of the fact he hasn't yet delivered a single test to Australia. Scott Morrison always spends more time and energy on marketing and spin than actually doing his job.
Labor even says that businesses are having their rapid antigen test orders taken by the federal government, worsening the shortages.
Businesses that did the right thing ahead of time to order tests for their customers and their workers, having their suppliers pilfered by a government and a Prime Minister that again was too slow to act. Scott Morrison was warned months and months ago of his need to act decisively on rapid tests, but he never listens, he never takes responsibility, and Australians always end up paying a very high price for his failure to do his job.
Some medical experts have reportedly called on the federal government to seize the tests bought by businesses and redirect them to the front line of healthcare. But the Health Department says that has not been mandated and the Commonwealth's needs are not being placed ahead of other orders. In fact, the government says reports of seizures are simply not true. Simon Birmingham says Australia is actually doing well in the circumstances.
We do have to realise there's a global shortage of rapid antigen tests. They're in short supply in the United Kingdom, in the United States, in Canada, right around the world, because Omicron has resulted in this huge additional demand. Now, Australia still has one of the highest testing rates per population per capita in the world.
With COVID-19 safety protocols in place and enough workers to facilitate the visit, Donna O'Brien was able to see her mother this week after last being able to visit on Christmas Day last year.
Oh, Mum, miss you so much, Mum.
Miss you too, darling.
It's hoped that with the changes to isolation requirements for workers an ongoing vaccination program and improved access to testing, many more reunions for more families can take place. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.